This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. New Jersey will decide whether Democratic incumbent Phil Murphy should continue as governor for another 4 years. But first, Republican voters must decide who they will put up as a challenger. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports the four candidates are fighting over who is the best alternative to Murphy and who is the most loyal to former President Trump.
The contenders for the GOP nod are former Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli, former Somerset County freeholder Brian Levine, Hoboken pastor and former real estate developer Phil Rizzo, and Linwood engineer and perennial candidate Hirsch Singh. Cittarelli has the strongest position. He's raised the most cash and has the backing of state party leaders. Singh is effectively self-funded, loaning his campaign money in addition to the funds he was able to raise on his own. Micah Rasmussen with the Rebovich Institute on New Jersey Politics at Rider University says that is not a good sign for Singh.
It is an indication that his support is shallow. It is an indication that he does not have broad support. And in fact, when you hold up the mirror and you look at somebody like Phil Rizzo was able to generate fundraising from a far greater number of donors.
But it was Singh and Cittarelli who were the only two candidates to qualify for a debate sponsored by the state committee that oversees elections. Rizzo, though he raised the money, did not meet the paperwork deadline. Cittarelli and Singh recently faced off over the airwaves of New Jersey 101.5. They hold similar views on restricting abortion and loosening the state's tight gun laws. They both also say Governor Murphy mishandled the state's response to the pandemic and should be held responsible for the COVID deaths that took place in nursing homes. Here's Cittarelli.
Absolutely. To show you what a difference leadership makes, Florida has twice the population of New Jersey and the second largest senior citizen population in the country, and yet has one half the nursing home deaths.
Singh agreed.
Phil Murphy and his team are fully liable. I will hold them to the full extent of the law. We must investigate every inch of this.
The flame sparked when it came to whether former President Donald Trump should be the standard bearer for the Republican Party. Cittarelli acknowledged he didn't support Trump in 2016, and though he supported many of his policies, he would not call himself a Trump Republican.
I'm a New Jersey Republican, Eric. I'm focused on fixing New Jersey. But when Mr. Singh starts talking about terrorists and the like, it was Mr. Singh that showed up at an anti-police protest. It was Mr. Singh
That's
that complimented Barack Obama on his Cairo speech. So come on.
Singh, who does call himself a Trump Republican, took Cittarelli to task for accepting the general election results and President Joe Biden's win.
You know what's really sad here, sir, is that this guy was called President Trump a charlatan. He was said he was unfit to be president. He said that President Trump, was an embarrassment. He's a never-Trumper from the beginning.
But Rasmussen says Trump's unpopularity in the Garden State can make Singh's pitch a tough sell.
His only shot, and I think he talked about this, is if somehow Trump supporters all uniformly line up behind him and decide to repudiate the regular party and somehow run as a challenge to the party. If they all turn out in numbers the way they turn out for Donald Trump, who's not on the ballot.
Phil Rizzo is a strong Trump supporter and shares similar views to the two frontrunners. Casting himself as a populist outsider, he's in the midst of a diner tour around the state.
I'm running around to the 21 counties to support small businesses and to shake the hands of New Jersey voters, not just the establishment party bosses.
The fourth candidate, Levine, has largely focused on fiscal issues and touted his credentials working with a Democratic majority when he was mayor of Franklin Township.
It's not about Trump. It's not about Obama. It's not about Bush. And I can go back in time. It's about New Jersey and all the issues we face.
Rasmussen says New Jersey Republican voters would have benefited from a chance to hear all four candidates debate those issues at the same time before making their choice on June 8th. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.